Should I order takeout or go to the canteen? Is there, guy A and guy B
Jim
both?
or James?
Yes, or Brian or Buffoon.
Tim.
And all kinds of these decisions are difficult to make, and there is a course that can help you maybe to find an answer. Zhejiang University of Finance and Economics has opened a new course to treat decidophobia by using principles of economics. It has become very popular among its students right now. So let's talk about this course. Is it working?
Yes. So whether it's working or not, you'd have to ask the students, but it does seem to be pretty popular. This course tries to help solve, like you said, decidophobia-related problems by applying the principles of economics. And it has become, like I said, popular. Here, I'm going to say some of the in-class conversations you'll hear between professors and students. So, student, Lao Shi. When your mom and wife fall into water at the same time, who will you save first? Professor, why don't you teach your mom and wife how to swim in advance? This is a false statement, and it's a question that needs immediate answers. If we really solve the problem with the principles of economics, neither of them will be rescued. But if you have to choose one, choose the one that nags you less. I made that last part up. I swear he didn't say that. But let's go through one more conversation. Sorry. Lao Shi. Should I go to the canteen or order delivery food? Professor, this is a simple cost and benefit analysis. You can compare the differences between how much the food costs and how well you enjoy the meal if you eat it at the canteen or order food. So basically, it's just like a very like logical way, I think. You can break this down to basically like the costs, which is
Benefit
outweighed,
analysis.
yeah, that kind of thing. It's just super logical. What's going to be the best bet, you know, that you're really going to enjoy the most of? I don't necessarily agree with this, but I think people could use this kind of thing because some people really cannot decide. I mean, imagine if you were watching The Matrix, Morpheus whips out the red pill and the blue pill, and Neo just sits there for 2 hours. Nobody would have watched that movie. People like seeing decisions. People respect the person that's courageous and makes that decision.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. And also, personally, as far as this special course is concerned, I think it's more of a gimmick. I mean, sure, the professor keeps using terms like cost and benefit analysis, the principles of economics. I still feel like all the answers she has given belong in the category of brain teasers. Is it just me? I can't be the only one, right?
Well, Ryan is l laughing along and wholeheartedly, it seems. So I guess you guys might see it in a similar light. For me, when Ryan, you were citing what the professor's explanation was, yeah, that part was cute and got my attention. And then when it was the professor trying to explain things with economic principles, all I heard in my ears was just like,
Duh.
yeah, at first it was like blah blah blah, and then it turned into just a ringing of mahjong tiles and just not making any sense. Because when people are finding it so difficult to make these decisions, let's talk about, going out with James or Jim.
Oh, that's a good one. I have something.
Go ahead.
Given the fact that it's Friday and we need to be a little,
Friday.
Friday-ish.
Yeah.
So when you raised that question, the first thing I thought of is, you guys have definitely heard the phrase, "Are you hitting that?" And also because
Yes.
Jim sounds the same as Jim, GYM, and
Yes.
there's the term hitting the gym.
Yes.
So my mind immediately went somewhere racy and said, oh, you should definitely pick Jim because you could hit that.
Oh, sausage. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, if it's that easy in life, if you can just list the advantages and disadvantages, or if everything can just be sorted out by math or economics, then it would be so easy. But the problem is, often maybe you see that if we say back to relationship again, that James, you know, comes from a great background and looks great and earns a lot of money and is a great guy. But why am I still attracted to Jim? And often people still go out with Jim because he's the man that maybe minus all the great benefits, but is the man you love or something like that. And going to the canteen or getting delivery sometimes fall into the same kind of logic too. That is, maybe it is economical to go to the gym, go to the canteen and not hitting the gym afterwards, but you just want the greasy food that's more expensive from delivery, and shouldn't you follow your heart and not economics?
Listen, you heartbreaker, okay? You obviously want to go to the canteen with Jim and not James. Poor James. James, I'm sorry. But decidophobia, I think we all have to an extent, because actually I don't agree with this professor's response. You should have taught your wife and mom how to swim in advance. That's silly. That's not part of the condition, he said. Mm-hmm. You're here. You're now. Your wife is drowning. Your mom is drowning. Who do you save? That's actually an incredibly hard question, but maybe for some that don't get along with their wife, you know, like in the previous topic,
would
go straight for the mom. I don't know. But for me, like if I was married, I would love my wife. But my mom is my mom. She's been with me since day one. Mom, love you. So looking at that, God, I couldn't decide.
You should jump into the water sink. But you know how to swim.
I do know how to swim, but given that circumstances where you have to save one or the other, you know, there is no easy decision here. And I don't think there's any right decision. You just got to make the decision, right? And I think that's how you break this kind of phobia, is you got to realize there's going to be some decisions in life where the right one isn't the easily seen, or even if there is a right one, sometimes you just have to make a decision. Folks, be strong. Trust yourself. Don't listen to anybody else, because if you're a decidophobia, it is really easy to become dependent on other people for them to tell you how to live your life, because you never have faith in your own decisions. You let other people make them for you. Don't be like that. Make these decisions, learn from these decisions, and you'll make better decisions in the future.
Yeah, I feel like that's the key, because when people keep saying, oh, I have decidophobia, it's just another way of saying, I don't want to follow my heart because I already know what I want. Because that saying, the heart wants what it wants, is there for a reason. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to face the consequences, so that you want somebody else to make the choice and make the decision for you, and then you can follow that choice and decision. And if it turns out bad, and then you can say, oh, I didn't make that decision.
Yeah, I think we're touching on one of the fundamentals or in feelings of a human being. It's what makes us human. It's not cold and hard economics. It's what your heart wants. And often the brain tells you your heart is wanting the wrong thing, and you fight against it, and maybe you become a person with decidophobia that you don't want to make that decision, or you're afraid of making that decision, and it's sort of like a battle in giving in to either your heart or your mind. And I know that's really hard. What are some of the other things that you can make this situation a little bit better?
Well, let go of perfection. You know, life's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. So stop making decisions as if like it's going to be the make or break for perfect. Perfect doesn't exist. Get information, guys. I agree. Sometimes there's a time and a place for a hasty decision. When your girlfriend says, which dress looks better? You better decide quick, dude. But in other situations, you should take your time. Get some information and really think about it, okay? Sometimes a decision should be made with some real consideration. Trial and error, guys. You should learn from previous decisions. Realize whether you're making a mistake or not. Try intuition, guys. There's a reason why people say trust your gut. And that is because your gut is often associated with intuition, and your intuition can sometimes take you to some really cool places. And let it go.
Let it go.
Let go of the worry, guys. You know what? Worrying doesn't do anything. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to make your situation better. So try to just let it go.
Oh, he finally broke out his song.
So the day is complete. It was coming, I saw it.
Yeah. And also, I just have one more point to add. Mm. I think sometimes the easiest solution is just try not to overthink. Because when you overthink, you tend to give yourself unnecessary burden, and then you burden yourself with decidophobia. So just try not to think too much. For example, with that, who are you going to save, whether it's your mom or whether it's your wife? I think it's a very easy thing to solve. Whoever is closer to you, because you can only save one person. There's only so much you can do.
Mm. Yeah, but that just sounds so unromantic.
Okay. I know, but when it comes to life and death situations, there's no room for romance.
I want romance. Yeah, I know. When you've got a girl like that, it's really messy to talk to her about this kind of stuff.
Save the mom.